This is our monthly profile of a Henry County 4-H member on KDKD. I'm Kyle Hill. Today we are visiting with Shelby Madole of the Clinton Cougars. And first of all, Shelby, just your second year in 4-H, is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us a bit about what led you to join 4-H.
What led me to join is we wanted to join with others and for us to learn cool ideas.
Now, what have you learned so far in 4-H?
Rabbits. We learned that we need to get them fresh food and water each day and clip their toenails, and we need to brush them in the summer because they shed, and we need to give them Timothy hay and hay every day.
Is that all you just feed your rabbits, hay, or is there other things you feed them?
And they need this little salt block because they need those. And that's pretty much all I have for my rabbit because I have my own rabbit and that's what they have.
With your 4-H club, do you already have an officer position?
Yes.
Tell us a bit about that.
Let's see. Secretary, it was a little hard at first, but once I got a little bit more into like writing reports and writing about what all we did in secretaries, then it wanted me to do it next year. So I'm secretary this year and vice president. That's pretty much what I like about secretary.
What's that been like, juggling two officer positions in your club?
It's kind of very easy because vice president just takes over the president when she's not there. And secretary, she just writes down what all they say and what all we learned that meeting. And then we tell the second meeting.
Now, you've already talked about your rabbit projects. Have there been any other projects you've done in 4-H?
No.
So it's just been rabbits. Why has that interested you the most?
Because I have a rabbit of my own, and he's very special to me. And it's kind of hard to learn because he likes to do things his own way. And so I want to learn to kind of take care of him.
Are there any other projects you're interested in with 4-H?
Art.
Art? Why is that?
Because I'm an artist.
You're an artist. What kind of art do you like to draw or picture? What kind of art do you like to practice?
I like to draw cartoon characters, and I like to draw real-life people.
Why is that?
Because that's just what's the easiest thing for me. And so when I grow up, I'm able to draw more things. See, I want to draw for Disney someday.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So why Disney and not Warner Brothers?
Because Disney is like a magical place for me.
Okay. Again, we're visiting with Shelby Madole of the Clinton Cougars. She's the secretary and the vice president. And what would you say is the most important thing you've learned so far in 4-H?
First aid.
First aid. Tell us about that.
Let's see. First aid. Let's say somebody's hurt. What do you do? You need to clean them up, you need to wrap it, and then you need to call 911.
Have you had to put those lessons to use?
No, not yet.
Now, what's the most exciting thing you've done with 4-H and why?
The most exciting thing we have done is yard work, which is community service. And the reason why is because that way we can earn money for our 4-H, and so we can use it on other useful things, like buying blankets for homeless people that really need us to make their blankets. So we need the money to make them.
I think a lot of people probably hear yard work. Sounds like you actually put yard work to a good cause, don't you?
Yes.
All right. Now, you've been with 4-H for a couple of years. I'm sure you've got some future plans with the organization. What are you hoping to achieve as you grow up and you become more involved with 4-H?
I want to be a rabbit teacher. And once I, like, do art and stuff and learn how to really use it, I want to sell my art and earn money for it.
Now, are there any other animals you'd like to work with, or are you just wanting to stick with those wascally rabbits?
I want to stick with my rabbits.
You want to stick with your rabbits. Okay. Now, these questions in particular, I'll put an emphasis on with National 4-H Week coming up in a couple of weeks. Why should youngsters join 4-H?
Because that way they can learn, like, new skills that they've never learned, and their parents can learn new skills. And once they grow up, they actually know what to do if their children wants, like, let's say, goats. They know what to do. Or ducks or chickens. They know what to do.
How do you think you'll use your 4-H skills as you grow up?
When other people need help with their skills, I'm always there and I'm able to help. When the teachers need help, I'm there. And so when the teachers don't know, I know what all they should know. So I'm able to tell.
Again, we're visiting with Shelby Madole of the Clinton Cougars. She's the club secretary and VP. And do you have any brothers or sisters involved with 4-H?
Yes, I have four sisters that are joining three sisters joining, and my brother, my one brother.
Tell us a bit about the opportunities you've had to work with them or even compete against them in 4-H.
I haven't really done that, but my sister, my older sister, Nikki, she's a photographer, and my second older sister last year, she was treasurer, and my third sister, she's 4 years younger than me, and she's a Clover kid. And now my brother started, and now he's going to be a Clover kid. So I don't know what we're going to do, but I bet it's going to be more exciting than it was last year.
Now, has there been any advice that your older siblings have given you as you've worked your way through 4-H?
Yes. Like I said, secretary is like a really hard job. And so my oldest sister, she's been through a lot of writing. And so she taught me how to learn how to write more reports and learn more things, how to keep track of your things that you learn in 4-H. See, sometimes I forget a lot of stuff. And so it's a good thing to have an older sister that writes down all the stuff.
And is there any advice that you've been giving to your younger siblings as they start off their Clover Kid and 4-H careers?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. What would you tell them? First thing you tell them about 4-H once they join?
Well, I would say it's all right. You just need to be more paying attention. And right when they start talking, you need to be writing down all the stuff on paper. That way, when it's come to write this report, you have everything written down already. You just need to type it. If that way it's all in order, then you can just have it all typed. And for the next meeting, you have it ready.
Shelby Medoller, featured 4-H member this month in Henry County. Thank you very much for stopping by. Is there anything additional about 4-H we need to let folks know about that we haven't had a chance to tell people today?
No.
Shelby, once again, good to visit with you. Final question for you. Who are your parents?
Tammy and Jeff Medoller.
Shelby Medoller of the Clinton Cougars, our featured 4-H member for the month of October. Good to visit with you and best wishes on your future endeavors.
Thank you.
And for KDKD, I'm Kyle Hill.